I sometimes get out of balance. I'll end with this story. I sometimes push too hard. I do get tired, as we all do. Sometimes those ideas get ahead of our kind of thinking in ways that are important. And I've been representing these kids who have been sentenced to do these very harsh sentences, and I go to the jail and I see my client who's 13 and 14 and he's been certified to stand trial as an adult, and I keep start thinking, well, how did that happen? How can a judge turn you into something that you're not? And the judge has certified him as an adult, but I see this kid, and I was up too late one night, and I started thinking, well, gosh, if the judge can turn you into something that you're not, the judge must have magic power. I said, yeah, Brian, the judge has some magic power. You should ask for some of that. And because I was up too late and wasn't thinking real straight, I started working on a motion. And I had a client who was 14 years old, a young, poor black kid, and I started working on this motion, and the head of the motion was a motion to try my poor 14-year-old black male client like a privileged white 75-year-old corporate executive. And I put in my motion that there was prosecutorial misconduct and police misconduct and judicial misconduct. There was a crazy line in there about how there's no conduct in this county, it's all misconduct. And the next morning I woke up and I thought, now did I dream that crazy motion or did I actually write it? And to my horror, not only had I written it, but I had sent it to court.